I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Back in the early 1990s, when Japan had a labor shortage, it invited Brazilians of Japanese descent to come work there. Hundreds of thousands did. They stayed for years, though most didn't learn Japanese. When Japan's economy started to sink a few years back, many lost their jobs, so many that the Japanese government offered to buy them one-way tickets home. But as Jason Strother reports from Sao Paulo, Brazil, many of those who went home want to return to Japan.
Workers push carts stacked with pallets of vegetables out to the loading dock at Nipo Brasileiro. This produce wholesaler has long provided jobs for Sao Paulo's Japanese community, the largest outside of Japan. It's also helped out those who recently got laid off in Japan and returned home to Brazil. People like 39-year-old Rubens Mejera. He lost his job at a Yamaha automotive factory after 6 years in Japan and couldn't find another job. But Mejera says he didn't accept Japan's offer to pay his way back to Brazil because of the strings attached.
I didn't take the help because I really want to go back to Japan. If I took the money, I'd have to wait 3 years to return. Now I can go whenever I want.
That's if he can scrape up the money and if Japan's economy starts to improve, says Masato Ninomiya. He is president of SIACHI, an organization that assists Japanese Brazilians.
There are many people waiting for the recovery of Japanese economy to go back there. People who stayed very long time in Japan, they have some difficulties in adapting themselves again in Brazil.
The main difficulty is economics, Ninomiya says. Brazilian workers earned four times as much in Japanese factories as they can earn here. A lot of them think they might do even better in Japan if they learn Japanese. So SIACHI offers language classes. 53-year-old Claudio Kabayashi is taking a class. He says coming back to Brazil after losing his job in Japan a year ago wasn't what he expected.
It's been difficult. I couldn't get a job in Brazil. That's why I'm taking these Japanese courses. So when I go back there, I can speak better and have a chance to get something there.
SIACHI President Masato Ninomiya says for older workers like Kabayashi, finding another factory job in Japan may be his best bet. But for younger people, Ninomiya says now is the time to take advantage of Brazil's expanding economy.
I recommend them to stay here because I think the medium and long-term range, I think Brazil will have a progress.
And that, Ninomiya says, means more higher-paying jobs. At the Nipo Brasileiro market, 36-year-old Luis Carlos Aragaki is about to clock out for the day. He got laid off in Japan last year, but he's in no rush to return. If a good opportunity comes up in Japan, I'd go back, Aragaki says. But for now, I'm happy staying here. For The World, I'm Jason Strother, Sao Paulo, Brazil.